So in the Reiki system, there are seven chakras, and we try to raise our consciousness, our energy to the highest chakra. And then when the energy reaches that chakra, then what happens exactly? Is it death or something higher? Basically, the subtle level of reality, there's physical reality, there's spiritual reality, and there is subtle material reality. It's called the psychological or mental level of reality. So the subtle reality has been mapped in different schools of thought in different ways. And these are all models of reality. It's like in quantum physics, there's a model of reality. In classical physics, there's a model of reality. According to quantum physics, this table doesn't exist. All that exists is waves. But when I, as an observer, look at this table, then the wave function collapses and the appearance of a table comes. So now Einstein just did not like this idea at all. He wrote a letter to Niels Bohr, who was a prominent proponent of quantum physics. He said that, I would like to believe that the moon continues to exist even when I am not looking at it. But according to quantum theory, it doesn't exist. So what I mean by this is that the model of quantum physics just doesn't make sense to our ordinary way of thinking. But it's a model which, in terms of mathematical logic, works. So different now exactly how the model of quantum physics maps onto the world that we experience, the physical object, that is something which even advanced quantum physicists have not been able to figure out. There's a thinker who said that if you think you have understood quantum physics, then you have not understood quantum physics. So each model of even quantum physics, it works in its own way. And we use it, that model, for the purpose that it serves. So why I'm talking about this is the Shat Chakra model is a particular way of looking at the world, looking at the human body. And we talk about consciousness as rising from one level to another level to another level. Now, not so much consciousness, it is more like the seat of consciousness, which is the energy center of the body, which rises upwards. So essentially, this correlates with the elevation of the consciousness from the physical level to the spiritual level. The higher the energy center of the body, the higher is the elevation of the consciousness also. Now, this elevation of consciousness can happen through the process of through various processes, and essentially when the consciousness comes to the level of the Brahma Rantra, as it is called, so when it comes to that level, from there one goes upwards. Now how far up one will go, from there one will make significant spiritual evolution, but whether the evolution will attain culmination or not, that depends on the level of our desires. If we still have a desire, with this higher consciousness, I would like to enjoy material pleasures better, then we will return to the physical level of reality to enjoy it again. But if we want to enjoy eternal life at a spiritual level, then we get liberated. So the important thing is not just the soul's the energy center entering into the head level. It is the overall purpose of life. It is overall understanding of what I want to achieve in my life. Our consciousness may be raised to a high level in the sense that energy center is high up, but we may be looking still for mundane things. It says that a vulture flies high in the sky, but from there it is looking down at corpses. So it has risen high, but its conception of life has not really changed. For, of course, in the vulture's body, it is looking for food itself, and its food is corpses. But the vulture is used as an example to illustrate that going high doesn't necessarily lead to elevation of one's purpose. So through the mechanical system of raising of chakras, we can come to a higher level of consciousness. But specifically, where we will go will depend on what the purpose of our life is. So there are various systems of yoga. The process of bhakti yoga focuses not so much on mechanically raising the chakras, but on raising the purpose of life itself. So when we understand that our purpose is to love the Supreme, and to lovingly unite with the Supreme ultimately, and to lovingly serve the Supreme in this world, that elevation of the purpose automatically leads to the elevation of the consciousness. Okay? Thank you. Good question. Hare Krishna. So thank all of you for your enthusiastic participation, both in the talk as well as in the question answers. Hare Krishna.